Celebrating the Beatles for the February Classic Rock Weekend here on Q107. Hey, Bulldog there for you. Now, you know, owning a computer and nurse surfing online, noodling around, there are a lot of fun things you can do. If you're on Twitter, just look up the topic of Frisky Friday and you'll know exactly what I mean. Q107.com, also a great destination for fun and free stuff like cash prizes, games, electronics, gift certificates, jewelry, and this week alone, you could score a copy of Jeff Beck's Rock and Roll Party on DVD or Blu-ray, or be a part of Kim Mitchell's up-close experience with Sammy Hagar. You could be there. Q107.com, the place to go to get in on the action. And you know, Jason Ward, glad to be with you here on Q107. It's songwriters have to look for inspiration wherever they can find it. Even when they're sitting in a cottage trying to figure out a new song and strange animals come and pay them a visit. That happened for Led Zeppelin. And the product of that visit, you'll hear next. He's playing two sold-out shows at Falls View Casino March 11th and 12th. Larry Gowan with A Criminal Mind off 1985's Strange Animal. Jason Ward with you, 12:55. On what would have been the Man in Black's 79th birthday, I've got a great treat for you. After Supertramp and the Young Beatles beg their mail carrier for something other than a bill. Next. Supertramp on Classic Rock Q107. Jason Ward with you here. We're going to do something a little different here, and I think you'll get a kick out of this. Now, John Lennon was 25 years old when he wrote In My Life, the whole song reflecting on his time growing up in Liverpool and just thinking about the process of getting older and aging and watching things change. Now, you take a song like that, written by a guy 25 years old, brilliant as it was, and put it in the hands of someone that's at the end of their career. On what would have been his 79th birthday, here's Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, covering the Beatles on Classic Rock. Q107. Your weekday afternoon drive guy, Kim Mitchell. He's got new hours here on Q107. You can check him out Monday through Friday, 2 until 6. Jason Ward, 126. It is the February Classic Rock Weekend, celebrating the Beatles and everything they put out. And on the WTF blog at Q107.com today, I could have asked you who's your favorite Beatle, what's your favorite Beatles song, but I said enough with that. Let's go off the beaten path. What is the weirdest Beatles song you can think of? Maybe the first one that pops to your mind is one that contains lyrics maybe a little bit like this. Or this celebration of serial homicide.
Bang, bang, that's Will Silverhammer came down on her head.
Or this just completely wacky way to end Sgt. Pepper's. For every Let It Be and Come Together, the Beatles also put some weird stuff out there. Love to hear what you have to say on the WTF blog at Q107.com. And even John Lennon himself described the lyrics to this next song as gobbledygook. It's -3 right now in the city of Toronto, and it's not going to get much warmer. And overnight, it's not going to get much colder. Might be a little bit of flurries, though. Keep your eye out for it. Neil Young, Crazy Horse on Classic Rock. Q107. Cello Ax, My Girl on Classic Rock, Q107. Jason Ward hanging out with you. Having trouble sleeping at all lately? Well, Good Housekeeping Magazine provides a few tips. Do cardio exercise, medium level, 30 minutes at least 4 times a week. Have a warm bath before bed. Sleep sideways to cut down on the snoring. Or wear earplugs. Or if you really want to get a lot of sleep, read Good Housekeeping Magazine. Or Margaret Atwood. Heartless on Classic Rock Q107. Jason Ward with you at 3:25 this weekend. Considering that yesterday would have been George Harrison's 68th birthday, we're celebrating the Beatles with the February Classic Rock Weekend. True story. Our creative department actually took 2 hours of agonizing brainstorming over drinks just to change one letter in February to come up with February. True, honestly. Gonna have some more Beatles on the way. In fact, this song ended the album Revolver, and adapted lyrics from Timothy Leary's The Psychedelic Experience. Certainly a taste of things to come when people were listening to the album for the very first time. You'll sample it too after The Hip and Aerosmith next. April Wine's Ooh What a Night on Classic Rock Q107. Jason Ward with you at 5:20. 34 years ago tomorrow, a big event in Toronto and Rolling Stones history occurred. It was the infamous Keith Richards heroin bust at the Harbour Castle, now known as the Weston Harbour Castle, just west of us here at Chorus Quay in downtown Toronto. Now, Keith was charged with possession of heroin with the intent to traffic, and the charges were later reduced. He was ordered into treatment and performed a benefit concert for the Canadian Institute for the Blind. Worked out quite well for him. But when he got busted, one of the funniest stories he has to relate about the incident in his biography, Life, was that in order to be arrested, you had to be awake for it. Since he was up for 5 straight days before the bust, he had taken a sedative that night to actually get to sleep. It took the Mounties 45 minutes to wake Keith up. The only man that I can think of in any memory whatsoever that could actually sleep through a drug bust. Something else that Keith likes, he'll tell you about next. Galloping off into the sunset with Nazareth on Classic Rock Q107 as we wrap up another Q Saturday afternoon. My name's Jason Ward. Thanks for letting me hang out with you. I'll be back for Andy Frost from noon to 6 tomorrow for Psychedelic Sunday. Hope you'll join me for that. Coming up at 9 o'clock at Saturday Nights with Alice Cooper. And in just moments, Jeff Woods will have the final edition of decades, the 60s at 6, the 70s at 7, and the 80s at 8. But before I go, I know how winter might be getting you down. You might be feeling the blahs. You might be sick of being stuck in and dealing with the family. Well, think about this guy when you start to feel like that. His name's Ziona Chana, 66 years old. In India, he has 39 wives, 94 kids, and 33 grandkids. Just think of the headaches that come from that family reunion. Till next time.
So long, coffin stuffers.